Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. Why do we believe Mary is our spiritual mother? Because Jesus said so. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciple he said, "This is your mother." Now John represents every person Jesus came to save. So Mary is the mother of all people, not just Catholics, everyone. And how did John respond to Jesus' direction to take Mary as his mother? Well, the next passage tells us. From that moment, the disciple took her into his home. Now, when someone comes into your home to stay, it means they're part of your everyday life. We're supposed to welcome Mary into the home of our soul and make her part of our everyday life. We sometimes say, "My house is your house." And consecration to Mary, which we just did on the 13th, means accepting her as our spiritual mother, the way John did, taking her into our soul, into every part of our life. Saying to Mary, "My house is your house," is like saying to Mary, "My life is your life." And when Mary comes to stay in the home of your soul, and when we put our life at her disposal, she will transform you to be like Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Mary is not only our spiritual mother, she is coming on a rescue mission. Since 1830, when Our Lady appeared in Paris to St. Catherine Laboureil, revealing the miraculous medal, she has been appearing with a greater frequency and urgency. After 1830, she appeared in 1846 in La Salle, 1858 in Lourdes, 1871 in Pont-Mon, 1879 in Knock, Ireland, 1917 in Fatima, Portugal, 1932 and 33 in Bahrain and Benoit, Belgium, 1947 Rome, 1968 Zaytun, Egypt, where over 1 million people saw her at the same time, 1973 Akita, Japan, 1976 Batania, Venezuela, 1980 Nicaragua, 1983 San Nicolas, Argentina, 1981 to 83 Cabejo, Rwanda, and from 1981 to the present, there are reported apparitions of Our Lady in Medjugorje, which are still under investigation because the Church cannot make a final judgment until these reported apparitions have ended. So why is Our Lady appearing? Why has she come? Well, what does any good mother do when she sees her children in grave danger? She goes to save them. What danger is Our Lady trying to save us from? What danger is she trying to save me from? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady comes on a rescue mission, and she comes as a witness to the fact that God is real, and that sin will destroy you, and it will destroy the world. And she calls us to return to God through prayer and conversion of life. During the fully approved apparition of Our Lady of the Rosary in San Nicolas, Argentina, Our Lady said, "As previously in Fatima, today my visits are renewed on earth. They are more frequent and more prolonged because humanity is passing through very dramatic times. Has man not understood that he must be uniquely at the service of God? If he resists, his soul will be lost. Many hearts do not accept my invitation to prayer and conversion. That is why the work of the devil is growing and expanding. My dear children, it is only through prayer and conversion that you will return to God. Now, in every apparition, Our Lady, she tells us to pray the rosary every day. And she repeatedly states that the rosary is the weapon that Satan fears most. Now, we can't change world events or save souls by watching the news, but we can through the rosary. And Our Lady insists that the rosary be a meditation, not just a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. Why? Because mental prayer and a resolution is the path to conversion. Meditation is to think about something from Scripture or the saints or the teaching of the Church, and then to ask yourself, am I living this or not? And then make the decision, the resolution, to put it into practice. That's how we change. That is how we convert. But without meditation and a resolution, I don't think we will change. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, how in the world are we going to answer this call of Our Lady to conversion? Well, one of the most effective ways is through a daily examination of conscience and frequent confession. Now, when I go to confession regularly, then I have to examine my life regularly. Then I see things that need to change. And in confession, Jesus forgives me and he gives me the grace to change. If, on the other hand, I don't examine myself regularly and I don't go to confession regularly, well, then I grow completely desensitized to my sin and I don't change. Actually, I do change. I get worse and worse. Daily examination of conscience and frequent confession are one of the best ways to answer Our Lady's call for conversion. And that's why she requested 5 first Saturdays of reparation. That on the first Saturday of every month, we go to Mass, receive communion, pray the rosary, think about the life of Jesus for 15 minutes, and guess what? And go to confession. Pope Benedict extended the window for confession from 20 days before until 20 days after the first Saturday. So basically, go to confession once a month. Sister Lucia, the last visionary of Fatima, said this: Our Lady promised to postpone the scourge of war if the five first Saturdays is spread and practiced. We see her putting off this chastisement in the measure that efforts are being made to spread this. But I am afraid that we are not doing all that we are able, and that God, in no way satisfied, may raise the arm of his mercy and let the world be ravaged by this punishment, which will be as never been. Horrible, horrible. Peace or war depends on the five first Saturdays along with the consecration. Those are the words of Lucia. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God doesn't want to save us in isolation. He wants a family where God is our Father, Jesus our brother, and the maternal love of the Holy Spirit is manifest to us through Mary. That's why Jesus told us she is our spiritual mother. And the more you belong to Our Lady, the more you will be led by the Spirit. St. Maximilian Kolbe said, I see Mary everywhere. I see difficulties nowhere. And when at times I am tempted to worry, I immediately say to myself, silly one, why do you worry? Is this your work? Do you belong to yourself? If all belongs to Our Lady, will she not take care of it? Then let her lead you. So think of Mary often. She is with you. Talk with her. Ask her to conduct all your affairs, and you will find that she is the best of all mothers. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this jam-packed rosary?
This was a very good one, a very, very beautiful one, because something about it sort of made me process it in a different way with these apparitions and what Mary is telling us. But it just made me stop and ask myself sort of what you asked yourself, that if this is real, then what do I need to change? And I think I'm very happy with genuinely where my life has come in the last year, that I'm much more on track than I certainly was before. But it's a very different way to hit an examination of conscience, to take a moment, fully realize this truth, and then see what doesn't fit in your life with that. And I feel like the things that stuck out to me, even though I'm surprisingly happy, genuinely, with what I'm doing, I think I would waste less time and I would take more care with the people that I'm with.
Waste less time and take more care?
Because everything she's asking us to do, I've only done First Saturdays once, and that's something I could continue doing. And these are things that, like, there are those applications and I have incorporated those into my life, but I want to take it farther than what before. I've kind of treated it like I fulfilled my obligation and now I am done. But that is not how this reality works.
Right. Mm-hmm. In fact, you mean the five First Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jesus came to Sister Lucia later and told her, don't ever stop.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it for the people who won't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good sacrifice. The only thing that kills me is Saturday is the one day when there's no good mass times. Granted, I could go to the 4 o'clock.
You mean you have to get up and go in the morning.
Go on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. Sister Lucia even asked Jesus, she kind of pushed Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and she said, well, what if there's no Saturday morning mass?
Mm-hmm.
And this was at a time when there wasn't the Saturday vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, well, if there's no Saturday.
I didn't realize that wasn't a thing.
Yeah. And so Jesus said, if there's no Saturday morning mass, you can do Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept pushing him. And he's like, listen, just get people to go to mass and I will, mm-hmm. I'll accept their offering.
I'll see what arrangements I can make. with God, I mean, that is. So I'll see what he'll count there. No, I should, but.
It is amazing what happens when we build into our routine confession every month, because then we realize, I better think about this because it's coming and I'm going to have to go in there and I don't want to just sound stupid.
You're more aware of it when you're doing it as well, you know?
Yeah.
When you're doing it, you're like, if you know that you're going, say you schedule it into your week or something. So like, you know, that day of the month, you're going to go to confession. While you're doing the stuff, you're going to be like, I'm about to do this, but I know I'm going to confession tomorrow. I know I'm going to have to confess this.
Yeah.
Dang.
It is a great deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid for me to say, but it's such a powerful weapon.
Yeah.
But we're just not using it.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lady has said that the remedy for the spiritual indifference in the West is confession, regular confession. But you just got to get somebody to go once.
I even know many secular people who have said, I wish there was confession for non-Catholics. And I always tell them, you can actually go. You can't receive the sacrament until you've, I don't know what the steps are beforehand, but
you have to become Catholic.
You have to enter the church first.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just baptism if you need, it's reconciliation and then communion. So really, you just need to be baptized, right? And then have your, go through RCIA. I don't know any of these things that well. But point being, you can still just go and talk to a priest. Hey, you could even go ahead and you can say all the things you've done. You won't receive the sacrament, but if that's what you're looking for, you really still can go talk to a priest.
Absolutely. And they'll be of immense
help.
But
people want that.
It really, we vastly underestimate the power of First Saturdays. I was reading some interviews with Sister Lucia in the late 80s. Because the three things that Our Lady requested at Fatima,
mm-hmm.
that the Pope, in union with all the bishops, consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart, that we pray the rosary every day, and that we do the five first Saturdays of reparation.
Mm-hmm.
In 1989, Lucia revealed that the consecration the Pope made in 1984, God accepted it,
mm-hmm.
and that actually a nuclear catastrophe was averted in 1985 because of it. This is what Sister Lucia said.
Wow.
But then Sister Lucia went on to say, but we are not doing our part. The Pope's part was to consecrate Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Our part is the five first Saturdays of reparation. And then Lucia said, if you see wars, if you don't see peace in your world, it's because we haven't answered the call for the five first Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a good thing to get your friends on board with as well and sort of keep people accountable, or to do it together is very beautiful.
Now, Lucia wasn't talking about a nuclear power plant disaster like Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
She said a nuclear weapons were avoided in 85, mm-hmm. because of the consecration. Mm-hmm. And now we face this dire situation in Ukraine, in the Middle East. Now, of all times, we should do the mm-hmm. five first Saturdays.
Yeah.
And again, if you don't have Saturday morning mass at your parish, you can go Saturday afternoon and offer it.
This is so unfortunate that, granted, we're releasing this episode much closer to the next First Saturday,
We just missed the last. Technically, we went to Mass, but I did Mass and confession this last Saturday.
Well,
but
thank God
it wasn't for the
intention. Thank God a new month
intention.
Rolls around all the time.
Yeah, but now it's the. Gotta wait a whole month. I've got to wait exactly a whole month for another first Saturday.
I tell you what. I'm pretty sure if you went to daily Mass tomorrow, mm-hmm. went to confession as soon as you could, prayed the rosary, you do pray the rosary, and thought about the life of Jesus for 15 minutes and said, Jesus, I'm offering this for my first Saturday.
Yeah.
Jesus isn't real fickle.
That's fair. I'll do it.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.